This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Berman. President Joe Biden says he will withdraw all U.S. troops from Afghanistan by September 11th because the country cannot justify staying there two decades after the terrorist attacks on the World Trade Center and the Pentagon. AP's Sagar Magani has details.
The president says the U.S. has achieved its original objectives, taking out Osama bin Laden and degrading the al-Qaeda threat. After 20 years, he says it makes no sense to stay any longer.
I've concluded that it's time to end America's longest war.
And the final pullout of 2,500 U.S. troops will start next month. The GOP response is scathing.
You have not ended the war, you have extended it.
With Lindsey Graham saying the president's essentially canceled an insurance policy against another 9/11. Moments after the president announced the U.S. pullout, NATO said it too will pull all non-American forces out. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A former Minnesota police officer who shot and killed Dante Wright during a traffic stop has been charged with second-degree manslaughter. The Washington County Attorney Pete Orput charged Kim Potter, a 26-year veteran of the Brooklyn Center Police Department, in the shooting Sunday. The incident has inflamed racial tensions in the city that is just a few kilometers from where George Floyd died during a police arrest last May. Potter resigned Tuesday as calls for justice for Wright echoed throughout Minnesota. Tim Gannon, the city's former police chief, who also resigned Tuesday, said that Potter had accidentally grabbed her firearm when she thought she was using her taser on Wright. If found guilty, Potter could face up to 10 years in prison and a $20,000 fine. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website. This is VOA News. Denmark has become the first in the world to decide not to resume use of the AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccine following reports of rare blood clots. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
Danish medical officials say the vaccine has not been scrapped, and it's not the case that it cannot be used, the nation having some 200,000 doses in fridges with an expiry date in June. Denmark first put its AstraZeneca vaccines on hold as a precautionary measure on March 11, after a 60-year-old woman died in Denmark with blood clots after she received the vaccine. Danish health authorities have said they have no evidence the vaccine was responsible for her death. The epidemic is largely under control in the country, and Danes have plenty of the Pfizer vaccine. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
China described its military exercises near Taiwan as combat drills on Wednesday, just hours before the arrival of senior former U.S. officials in Taipei on a trip to signal President Joe Biden's commitment to Taiwan and its democracy. Reuters' Gloria So reports.
Chinese spokesman Ma Xiaoguang defended the exercises on Wednesday, calling them a, quote, necessary action and a solemn response to external forces interference. He added that the exercises are, quote, sending a signal that our determination to curb Taiwan independence and Taiwan-U.S. collusion is not just talk. Meanwhile, emissaries from the U.S. are visiting the island in what a White House official called a personal signal of the Biden administration's commitment to Taiwan. They are due to meet Taiwan President Tsai Ing-wen on Thursday, who has repeatedly called Taiwan an independent country. Beijing was quick to condemn the meeting, with the spokesman, Ma, accusing the U.S. of, quote, playing the Taiwan card and continuing to send wrong signals to Taiwan independence forces.
That's Reuters' Gloria So. Bernie Madoff, the financier who pleaded guilty to orchestrating the largest Ponzi scheme in history, has died in a federal prison. AP's Julie Walker reports.
Madoff died at the Federal Medical Center in Butner, North Carolina, apparently from natural causes. Last year, Madoff's lawyers filed court papers to try to get the 82-year-old released from prison, saying he had suffered from end-stage renal disease and other chronic medical conditions. That request denied. Madoff admitted swindling thousands of clients out of billions of dollars in investments over decades. His sons turned their father into the feds after he confessed to them. At the time of his arrest, fake account statements were telling clients they had holdings worth $60 billion. Julie Walker, New York.
There's more news on our website, voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.